have fun at the races, but contribute to these worthy causes.
Exactly. What time do the gates open, mate? Because the first race is really early. Well, it's early here at 10 past 11 and 11.25 at Randwick.
Yeah, that's right, Ben. Gates open at 10.15am for members and 10.30 for general public. People out at the race course there today, so 10.15 members, 10.30 for the general public. As you say, first race 11.25, and we get off to an early start, bit of an early finish. Last race at about 4.30, so looking forward to getting to Royal Randwick today.
Good on you, Brett.
Thanks, Andrew. Good luck to all the punters.
I was nearly going to say what he said, and then I thought I'd better stop. Brett Devine there from the Australian Turf Club.
Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ, setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews, and tab markets.
Racing HQ is proudly brought to you by TAB.
Just gone 7 o'clock here on a Saturday morning that will bring us some great racing today. It's the last Saturday of autumn before we kick off winter this time next week. It is a huge day, as you've just learned from Brett Devine, Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation race day at Randwick. Here at Eagle Farm, where we're broadcasting this morning with Ron Duffersey and the rest of the team, it is the Kingsford Smith Cup, and it's National Jockeys Trust Appeal Day, which we'll give you some details about in a little while. Duff, you've got the Jockey's Trust tie on. I should have worn mine, shouldn't I?
You should have.
I feel out of place now. Good morning to you.
I'm sure Glenn will... Good morning, Andrew. I'm sure Glenn will be arriving with his...
His tie on as well.
Tie on as well. And it's a great cause, and we've learnt to get behind it. And I think Tabcorp are behind it today.
Yep.
There's a bit of a percentage going towards them. They're hoping to raise up to 50,000 or something.
Yeah, let's hope so. Because, as spelled out through the NJT in recent years, we back jockeys. We back jockeys all the time to win hopefully some money today. There's a lot of them that have injuries and life goes on, and we tend to forget them. There's jockeys that go into hard times, and this is what this was all set up for.
Yeah, it's set up, and it's well managed, and you know, it's a lot different when I was growing up and riding. It's very professional now, and they get looked after. You know, we sit back and yell and scream at them every day, every second race, but we forget how hard they do it if they do have a fall or something goes wrong.
Yeah, exactly. So there are two details you can go to. The regular, of course, is all year round, is njt.org.au. njt.org.au, and there's another one that's been set up specially for today, njtappeal.com.au. I don't want to confuse you, but if you Google it, it'll set you to one of those, but njt.org.au is the one that's set up all year round. Mate, we're talking about Eagle Farm, obviously, because that's where we are with the Kingsford Smith, but gee, there's so much intrigue around the first race back at Randwick.
Yeah, look, it's amazing how we've structured our program to keep these horses there now. Once upon a time, you know, after the last day of the carnival, it'd be just we'd have six and seven runners in some races. But they've structured it out that, like we keep saying, the Hawkesbury, the Scone situation. And then we've programmed a couple of nice races for still the Derby types in Queensland, still the J.J. Atkins types. So we're keeping hold of our nicer horses for a bit longer. And some of those fields are very deep in Sydney today.
Yeah, have a look at the weather back in Sydney. It's like us, Duffer, not a cloud out in the sky over Randwick this morning.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't think we're, you know, a couple of days off winter.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. So it's a good four at Randwick. Penno 5.13 in the rails, true. Here at Eagle Farm, it's a good four. They watered it last night. 5 mil went on and the rail is true. Gosford, good four for their provincial meeting there. Wagga's today down there for the Riverside meeting. The track is a good rated, and Flemington is a good four as well. Now, just before we get going with the interviews, I'm just going to bring you up to date with the total scratchings that we've got for Randwick, including, I think, one extra this morning. But I'll just refresh here and we can bring those to you. In race one, number one, Strasbourg, two, Creator, four, Disruptor, and 8, 24, Carrot are out at the moment. 1, 2, 4, and 8. Race 2, number 1, Another Sin, 8, Norsky Code, and 10, Hoags, 1, 8, and 10. Race 3, 1, Fun Fact, 7, Fuji Fury, and 11, Angel of Heaven, 1, 7, and 11. Race 4, number 1, He Excels, 2, Dr. Drill, and 7, Prometheus, 1, 2, and 7. Race 5, number 3, Charmers, and 12, Regine, 3 and 12. Race 6, number 5, Our Rockabye Baby. Race 6, number 5. The extra this morning is Zumbalina. Race 7, number 6. Race 8, number 16, Jungleized, is out, number 16. And Race 9, the current scratchings are 2 Noble Joey, 5 Goldfinch, 8 Got a Goss, 10 Fanning, 15 Tchaikowski, and 24 Vallecano. 2, 5, 8, 10, 15, and 24. So they're the current extras. A lot of those horses are running here.
Yeah, exactly right. And like I said, there's plenty of emergencies galore in a few races, and I'd probably get a couple more scratchings yet, but we're, like I said...
Yeah, exactly.
Very good, you know, strong fields.
It is. Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation race day at Randwick today. Lots of people out there, a function of around 500 people in the room there, the major ballroom. Righto. Duff, let's get cracking with our interviews, and Jason Cobbett is first up. Morning to you, Jace.
Morning, guys.
Looking forward to today, mate. It's a good, strong book for you on paper.
Yeah, on paper it looks quite good. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
A little bit frustrating again last week, another Group 1 second.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep bringing it up.
No, it's just all right. I'm at the point where I can laugh about it now. It's add to the tally, but he ran really well.
Like Andrew said, this is a terrific book of rides. You're the go-to man today. I think James McDonald will be saying to you, don't get too close to a couple of these horses. You're just the filly jockey there. So a lot of horses he's been riding.
Yeah, pretty much. He said that to me on Wednesday.
Don't get too attached. Well, you start off with Reloaded. He's the name on everyone's lips. He's a beautiful pickup ride.
He is, he was impressive first up there. He run the same sort of sectionals times as the fillies race, and obviously she's gone on and she's won again. And the horse has trialled, and he looked to trial very good too. So gets a soft run off that gate. Going to be a good chance.
Do you have any concerns at all with Barrier 1?
No, not really. Don't really want to let Gaze get too far away from me. You'd imagine he probably lands him just behind the speed from that barrier.
Okay. Race 2, Vanazza. Well, Maddie Dunn, the highways, they're usually a good mix, and she looks like she's got a bit of talent.
Yeah, she does. She was pretty quick the other day. It was 1100, and obviously back to the 1000 today. Major Danger was pretty impressive. I thought Hawkesbury last start, so look, he's going to be hard to beat. But I've got a lightweight, soft gate, should get a good run, so should be in the finish, you'd think.
Naboo, well, you would have saw him win the other day. He put a gap in them, and that form's been okay with that filly running well here last week, the second filly.
Yeah, and I rode that filly last week. It gave me a bit of a feel anyway, and obviously he had the race run to suit. Whether he gets that today, we'll wait and see. There's a couple of on-speed runners. Hopefully a couple others sort of press forward as well, and it just cracked a bit of tempo boost. That'll set it up for him more than anything.
Race 4 Ombudsman showed a glimpse of his best form last start.
Yeah, I think he's improving. I sort of went back through, just tried to get a bit of a gauge on him, and I thought that was an improvement. Up to the 10 furlong today is going to help. Obviously Wolf is going to be hard to beat. Probably he's going to be on speed dictating, and I'm probably going to be near the tail. They'll be giving him a good start, but you'd be expecting him to be running on.
You would look at Colding's replays. He's pretty hard not to be impressed with his past couple of wins.
Yeah, and I had a feel for him Tuesday morning that his gallop, and I was told he was a very good track worker, and that's what he did that Tuesday morning. I guess the only worry would be the 1500. He gets this sort of hit that box, but like he's going to get every chance to get here off that gate. He's going to get a soft run. I like Chris Lee's has run a look good the other day too. Escheron, she's probably one of the ones to beat as well. She's obviously going well.
Yeah.
He just looks, though, Ron, a natural type progressing through the classes.
Yeah, well, he does, and I think he may have been gelded, so I think his past two wins, the two runs since he's
turned
been gelded.
Around.
So so maybe that has been the thing with him. Shalane, first up, could run a race fresh in race six?
Yeah, I get to have a look at that trial down in Melbourne, but, she could relive that early form. Yeah, she showed glimpses last prep, but obviously just sort of looked to get a bit keen and didn't quite finish it off. So we'd be wanting her to sort of nice tempo today to get her to switch off and really attack the line.
Mm-hmm. New Universe in race seven. He's I think back to 1400 might suit him better.
Yeah, I hope so. I thought he was pretty good the other day in the Stone Cup. He's wide and he's stuck on. He's a bit of an enigma, I suppose. He showed a fair bit early on and seems to be there or around the mark. But no, I'll wait and see what Chris wants to do from that barrier.
Cradle Mountain, how's he going?
Yeah, he's good. He's good. We've just sort of held him back for this race. He's had the two trials and he's had a jump out. Fitness is good. Yeah, we're pretty happy with him.
What do you say to the theory that some around saying doesn't lead, he doesn't win?
We'll find out today.
Well, do you want to take a sit?
No, I shouldn't say that. No. look, it's going to be pressure. Two times he hasn't led is obviously where he injured himself at Scone and he struck a soft track last trip, and they ran hard in that race. They went far quicker the last first 600 than the last 600. much to what you thought, I took a sit that day, Ron.
But he does have a beautiful high cruising speed, doesn't he?
Look, I agree. Like, I went back to his form and tried to really dissect it more and more. And you do come back to the fact that he is very effective when he leads. But when he has led, he has dictated. He runs far quicker as last 600 than his first 600. He's controlled the race. So the main objective today is just get him out cleanly, get him going, and then sum it up.
Do you think he's got that? You know, he's so good first up as well, as we know. But is he in a similar vein, do you think?
Yeah, we're happy. Like I said, we're happy. We've got two gear changes on him, a tongue tie and a crossover. But he's also he's a bit older. He seems to be a bit more mature, a bit more not so flighty, I suppose. This prep, so which is good, yeah.
Mm. Okay, but in saying that, if they come out and really, really want to put it on you, you'd be still happy just to take a little sit on him.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd sum it up as you go.
Just sum it up as we go. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You finish with a Godolphin horse, Tanico, who would be pretty hard to beat if he was in order.
Yeah.
Her, I should say.
Her. Sort of a wide gate. Interested to see if there's any more scratchings, how much small the field gets down to. It's just going to be, I think, how far back you get, I suppose, from that gate, really, how far back they want me to go. Obviously got a very devastating turn of foot. Like I say, I don't want to be giving away too big a start here over 1,000.
Well, hopefully you can come in with a bag full of winners. It's a solid book of rides. What's your plan? Well, you got an Oaks ride next week, or you stay in Sydney? What's the story?
Stay in Sydney.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully you get a similar book to this today, and you'd be happy enough staying there.
Yeah, that'd be good.
All right, Jace. Good luck, mate. Hope there's, as Ron said, some winners today.
Yeah, cheers, guys. Thanks.
Good on you. Jason Collett going through them. I want to get your thoughts on Related. Obviously, you're going to talk more about it later in our preview hour. But the trial that we've already shown our listeners and viewers this morning from between the last run and now, he just seemed to do it so easy.
He did, and like I said, everyone knows there's a big boom on him. Yeah. But still, he's not the autumn sun.
No.
He's not the autumn sun. We don't want to keep saying, oh, this is expect him to do what he did, because this race has got opposition, you know. This discharge, I know Reloaded beat him a length first up, but he just jumped the bar and improved last time. He's got race style about him, more so than maybe Reload. No, I'm a huge rep for this Prince Far Wiz.
Yeah, geez, it was good. We're showing the vision again, and for our radio audience, we're showing the vision of Reloaded in the barrier trial. Running fifth, gets out there in those blue colours that the group have put together. It's the same colours as Performer, and just coast down the line under J-Mac here over the concluding stages. But with Prince Far Wiz, you're right. Anthony Cummings brought out a stat earlier in the week when I was talking to him. Off the little chips they've got in the saddle cloth, they could work out that Prince Far Wiz travelled at 72 k's at his peak there at Newcastle when he was running home to get into the placings.
Wow. I just wish it was a mile for him. He wants a mile yesterday. I don't know where he probably has to win to get into the JJ, which is hard with Reloaded in the race. But I tell you what, if he flukes a run in the JJ, he'd be carrying a little bit of mine.
Okay. Well, what about...
you've got to get through today.
Got to get through today. Like Reloaded, and maybe Discharged, who we've just spoken about, is in the mix as well. Adrian Bott is co-trainer with Gay Waterhouse. Morning to you, Adrian.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ron.
Yeah, Adrian.
We're just talking about this two-year-old. Obviously, so much discussion about Reloaded, but having spoken to you a couple of times through the week, you're certainly not, you know, balking at the issue here with Discharged.
Yeah, look, I like where he's at in his preparation, the way he's been training, and certainly the way he's been progressing. He's shown, good improvement in our eyes. And when they met first up, there was certainly a lot of merit in his run. He was caught wide, and probably had to produce his run sooner than we would have liked, and he's just probably left a little bit vulnerable there late. Stepping up to the 1400 metres is what we've always felt he's been looking for, and excited to test him over that sort of trip. So he deserves his chance to be there, and if he can run a race accordingly, we'll certainly love to give him his chance going up to Queensland as well.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, look, he did, and at least he's done it again. He's come out and showed that he come on from that run, winning at Canterbury, being a subsequent winner, showing good race style. So he's a likeable horse.
He's a good, tough horse. It's hard to find the bottom of him. He puts himself up on pace, and as I said, over the 1400, I think he'll enjoy that sort of tempo. And as I said, he can put himself there on pace, really tough, and he'll be fighting out the finish for sure.
It seems to be the pattern with your Sydney runners today. They just seem to be, you know, untapped sorts. This frenzied in race three, he could well be a lovely stayer for the future.
Yeah, he's certainly bred to be. Very, very raw individual, and he did plenty wrong there last start. Although early in the race wasn't all his fault, he got hampered there at the start and was in a very awkward position throughout the run, which we certainly didn't want to be in. I thought there was a number of occasions there where he was entitled not to win, but I love the way he picked him up late. And, he's taken plenty of confidence out of that, and he's just a horse that looks like he's thriving in work at the moment. He's putting on condition all the time, and he just he really looks a treat at the moment. So, look, he's got to take that next step going to the city grade, but he's most definitely an improver, and he's only going to be better suited by a strong trip.
It's easy to get carried away with midweek form. It can come back and make you red-faced, but this Wolf, he bounced back big time there at Canterbury. Is he impressed?
Yeah, look, getting him over that sort of trip the first time was exciting to see what he did. And I thought he was going to get caught in an awkward position there when the race changed shape there at Canterbury, and he got caught back on the inside when everyone was making their runs, and I wasn't sure he was going to be able to sprint as well as he did. So he caught me by surprise a little bit, but I thought it was the most impressive victory. And I think he's done particularly well since that race, and I think he can take that next step. We think quite highly of him, obviously, and still think there's more to come. And I think the bigger track today will certainly be more to his liking.
This filly ready to profit. She may have been big odds there at Scone, but I don't think there was any fluke in that performance.
Yeah, certainly not. She's always shown us plenty of potential. And when you sort of go back and sort of pull apart some of her performances, we've been able to make genuine excuses for her. Although if she wasn't able to do it at Scone, we're certainly running out of them. But she has shown us plenty at home, and it was good to see it validate that at the races with a nice strong win. And I think she can back that up. She hasn't given us any indication as to why she can't go right on with it. She gets did well with the claim. I think Billy's been doing a great job, and she looks quite well placed. I think she's ready to. Yeah, she's just matured and really strengthened, and certainly mentally she's come a long way. Hopefully she can go right on with this campaign for us.
The sires, Group 2 sires in Queensland at Eagle Farm today. I'm tipping he's going to be looking the winner for a long way this Sun.
Yeah, look, I know there may be a few concerns over the distance for him, but always felt that he would appreciate stepping up to the, to the 1400 and the mile in time, which is one of the main reasons he's been targeted for that carnival, and we sort of forego the autumn there. But he's done really well. There's a nice sense of timing about his campaign. He's improving all the time. I thought it was an excellent run last start. He had to do plenty of work from that wide draw just outside of hot speed. He gave a good kick in the straight, but probably just peaked on his run late there. And he pulled up having a good blow, so there was a lot of improvement out of that. We had to take him up to Brisbane during the week on Tuesday for a nice hit out on the course proper there, and Blake Shin partnered him, and I thought it was really sharp work, and we saw the improvement from the run that we needed to. So I think a softer draw today, and hopefully the tempo of the 1400 he can get the right run to suit. And as you said, I think he'll certainly take some catching, and he looks a lovely race.
Any reports about the two stayers in Melbourne, Runaway and Transact, trying to qualify for a cup start?
Yeah, Gay's ventured down there today. She's she's been keeping a close eye on the team down there over the last few weeks. Look, she can't fault both of them going into today's race and try and give them the best chance to qualify. It's certainly a lucrative reason to be there. It takes the pressure off in the spring would be. It would be great if we could pick it up with one of the two.
She loves the stayers, Gay, doesn't she? She's got a new love affair with the jumps as well.
You've got two in tomorrow.
Tomorrow, is it?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Two in tomorrow, yeah. She said they're frying. Certainly, she does really enjoy it. They're a lot of fun. It's certainly a different caper for us, but social elements. He showed plenty of good form on the in his flat career here, and I certainly wouldn't say he's done with on the flats either, but I think he's a nice progressive type over the jumps, and he looks hard to beat tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, Goodwood Zodiac looks like a freak.
Well. He's going well.
He's going good too. He just loves it. He gets out there and goes 100 miles an hour keeps going.
It's a pretty impressive victory there first up for his main. We threw him in the deep end there, second up, and when it was in the galley water, he just did a few things wrong in the run. He wasn't seasoned enough. It was a bit too
of hard
a
to do.
Jump. Yeah, it certainly was. But he's came out of that well, and he's been doing great. Ready to go again.
All right, mate, good luck with all of them, particularly in the feature race here with Zastan, but I hope they all run well for you.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Adrian. Adrian Bott in the Gabe Waterhouse stable with runners both places. Now, we've got some key extras that have come through. I'll do them in race book order. Industrials come out of the first. Race 1, number 12. In race 3, number 9, Romany Girl has come out. Race 3, number 9. Then go to race 7, number 12, Zorkan has just come out. Race 7, number 12. And in race 8, 1 Batter Jaws and 2 I Thought So have just come into the system, 1 and 2, and they are the extras as we speak right now. All Starcrossed has come out of the last. Race 9, number 11, Starcrossed, scratched out of the last. Peter Snowden joins us. Morning, Pete.
Morning, Andrew.
You've just scratched a couple there, mate.
Yeah. look, I didn't really want to scratch, I thought so, but I just thought it was just a tough run. The horse is going particularly well. The 60 kilos, the outside gate. I just didn't want him to ever try his hard at and run a, get caught four or five deep and just have a hard run. So there's plenty of races coming up, so we'll just wait for another day.
Okay. We might as well stay on Sydney while we're there. Cariff in race three, just a little bit too close last start?
It was a bit. It just was never intended to go forward, but just no speed of the race. And once he got there, he travelled a touch keen. And well, I thought he didn't do a bad job running because he was attacked four or five times down the back.
And he was finding something.
And even past the post, he sort of rallied again. Probably, if anything, this race is a touch short for him for where he's at his prep, the start of his prep. But going north, he just needs to be still showing something against these three-year-olds. If he's going to earn a berth up there, he's got to earn his ticket. But he's going particularly well. And he's come on nicely. Even though it's been 3 weeks between runs for him, I think it's probably helped a little bit, press him a touch. He's going particularly well and very keen to see how he goes today.
Race five, Nico Ladd. He's not far off another win.
No, he's just been teasing, hasn't he? Just going a bit further with him. A little bit steadier pace and probably try and ride him a little bit closer to the speed, but he's saying that there should be a little bit of speed in that race. But just he's had too much bad luck of late, so I'm just hoping for trying something different. And the horse is going well, just got put together on race day.
Snippets Land, just when you think he's coming to the end of it, he can pull out another run.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, the whole secret with him is just trying to. He's one horse I like to draw wide on because he does like to get to the outside. And his last two starts at Caulfield and here at Randwick, he was buried away in the fence from inside gates, and he just doesn't let go as well. So I know he's drawing forward again today, but he's jumping out of his skin, so I just always have to run him now. But it'll be our intention to try and get him to the outside because he's definitely a better horse if he can get to the outside. Like some of his runs, the horse runs second, the Doncaster, he ran into a head. Horse John Thompson's, he's got great form, but it's just things got to fall right for him for his best run out.
Yeah. Moss Trip, well, she's just had one of these forgetful preps, just needling things have gone wrong.
Absolutely, yeah. First run was great. Went to Coolmore and probably shouldn't have went there. I didn't really want to go there, but it just worked out the way we did and probably was a mistake. And then on, things just been happening in work and out of work and whatever. So I was going to spell her. I thought I'd freshen her. And anyhow, she gets another chance today. If she can redeem herself to go to Brisbane, she's got to run well today. We'll just ride her quiet. Looks like a fast run race, so we'll ride her the old way and just leave her alone early and just see if she can't get home and show us something like she wants to be here.
Spending to win was wide at Scone.
Wide at Scone, I thought his run was good, a lot better than Hawkesby. So, and I'm seeing in his work too, he's getting very close to his best form in his work. So I wouldn't be surprised if he runs a good race there today. He's drawing a good gate, the right sort of run. And he's a good 1,100-metre horse, so I'm expecting a good improvement from him today.
Brisbane, Napoleon Solo, race three. Are you happy with him?
I am. I think we've taken the blinkers off. He's just not settling well enough to be running a trip yet. Kieran the other day sort of took off a bit early because he was pulling and might not have been the right idea to do that. But we've taken the blinkers off, and he's keen to ride him without him. He rode him on Tuesday morning without them, and he worked a lot better. Not the best draw today, but look, I think we'll probably ride him like a stay or leave him alone just see if he can be strong late to show us he's going to be a Derby contender. He just might be one of those mile to 2,000 rather than a mile and a half, but a few questions might be answered today.
For sure. Well, Kira will be happy you're backing up Quilista because she's flying.
Yeah, no, she's going great. No, I wasn't going to, but I gave her the option to tell me if she wanted to be there, and it worked. Not that I've done much with her this week, but the condition looks great, and you just had to be step back and look at that win last week. It was impressive, and she's very good late too. Like she started to come right away the last little bit. So she's a good mare in form now, and going particularly well.
Did Paul tell me that she's going through the sale this week?
Yes, she is. I think the sale is Tuesday or Wednesday. So no, win, lose, or draw, she'll be in the sale. Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Well, more expensive by now, Andrew.
Yeah, I know, but you could get a horse, you could buy a Tuesday and be back here for another couple of features, Pete.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, well, attached to the R, if she ran well today, you'd certainly look at that if she had to win. No, there's still some more options around for her. She's such a tough thing, too. She's got a great constitution, and she's a real racehorse.
The sires, Strasbourg, well, he maps well. This is his moment, I think.
I think he has to stand up today, Ronnie. I thought he was a touch stiff the other day. He just got pushed back in on the fence and just got held up for quite a while. But when he got out, he did at least he sort of sprinted and found the line quite strongly. But from a good draw again today, he gets another chance, so he needs to redeem himself. But I think the horse has got the ability to do it, but we just need to see him do it.
Is Creator more the J.J. Atkins type? Or?
Yeah, okay.
So he'll be running on.
Him. He'll be running on strongly today, but the J.J. is definitely the right race for him.
And we got the dry track for these two in the last, Military Zone, Senor Fox. There doesn't look to be a lot between them.
There's not a lot between them. Probably what favours Military Zone is that good draw today. He won't be that far back. He was just a mile too far back the other day at Scone, and a slowly run race. He did an amazing job to finish where he did. So he's a very talented horse, and I really like him. This will probably be his last start this preparation. I'm going to give him a break in Brisbane after this, but I think he's a real horse to look forward to later on in the spring and autumn. And Senor Fox, maps a bit better now. The few have come out. So the better the draw he has, the better he runs. If he goes too far back, he pulls hard. If he gets caught wide with no cover, he pulls. So bigger field today, he should get a better run midfield. But he is. Don't be surprised if he's storming home late. He's a quality horse.
All right, that's Senor Fox in the last here in Brisbane. Pete, can I ask you, because obviously this week we had the news yesterday that Sunlight's now got a slot into the Tab Everest in October. What's the plan with Red Zell over the next 3 to 4 months?
He's coming back into work on Monday, Andrew. So, look, we'll know his trials and his first start he has. We'll know where he's at. We've had a few people to ask about him. So as long as it performs, and look, if he doesn't come back, he probably won't race again. You know, it's a bit early to say that call, but that's how I would feel if he wasn't back to his very best. He doesn't need to prove anything to anybody, so he probably won't go on much further. But we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. At the moment now, everything's in good order with the horse. He's felt very, very good, and he'll be back Monday, and we'll give him a normal prep. That's about the normal time we brought him in last year, so we'll be guided by what he does through his trials and his first start back.
All right, well, keep an eye on that. Good luck today, Pete. Hope they run well everywhere.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Pete. Good on you. Peter Snowden joining us there. Big day at Randwick. It's Sporting Chance Cancer Foundation race day. They've got a function in the ballroom of around 500 people. And don't forget, it is TAB National Jockeys Trust Appeal Day. We urge you to donate to the appeal by going to njt.org.au. You can Google it and go to it, and that's TAB National Jockeys Trust Appeal Day today. Scratching's not far from going in for them. Tonsor's come out of race 8 as expected. Race 8, number 10, Tonsor, has come out. We'll take a break. More interviews to come, including Godolphin's James Cummings.
Breeding prospects like never before at the Magic Millions National Broodmare Sale, May 28 to 31 on the Gold Coast. The biggest and best lineup of race fillies, broodmares and stallion prospects in the Southern Hemisphere with over 1,100 lots. Graduates of the sale include the dams of recent stars Wink Stant and Elaine Trapeze Artist and Angel of Truth. This year's sale includes over 200 black type fillies and mares, ranging from 2-year-old stakes performers to Group 1 producers. For more information and to view the catalogue, visit magicmillions.com.
Mum, we have a very precious gift card right now at Bing Lee.
Define precious.
I thought of it and I'm precious.
Yes, Lano, you are.
Spend $650 or more on a washer or dryer at Bing Lee and you'll receive a bonus Bing Lee gift card worth up to $250.
That is precious. Send again.
A bonus gift card worth up to $250 when you buy a washer or dryer at Bing Lee.
Wow.
It was all my idea.
Don't be precious.
Conditions apply.
Tabs, who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1 to 3 at Eagle Farm, Randwick and Flemington, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Plus, in a Tab venue, you'll get the same offer on races 4 and 5. Who are you backing? Tab.
Includes SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds win bets only. TNC's at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help at 1-800-858-858.
Dynamic Syndications, Gay and Adrian proudly offer a quality yearling filly by Zoostar, the hottest young sire in Australia, champion first crop sire and now leading second crop sire. Our filly is from Moon to French, a stakes winner and Group 1 place to champion mare Zenyatta. And our filly's had 4 siblings to race, all winners. Join our dynamic Gay and Adrian team in this fabulous filly at $12,885 per share. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is is Racing HQ. Duff's here and Glenn Munsey's here. They've got their National Jockeys Trust tie appeals ready to go for a big day here at Eagle Farm where we're broadcasting. The first Group 1 here in 2 years, Kingsford Smith Cup today. Looking forward to it all unfolding. Let's go through the scratchings now for Randwick because they've gone in for them. Beautiful classic day here in Brisbane and similar back in Sydney. Fine and sunny, not a cloud in the sky. It's a good four. Peno 5.13 and the rails true at Randwick. Race 1, take out 1 Strasbourg, 2 Creator, 4 Disruptor, 8 24 Carat and 12 Industrial. 1, 2, 4, 8 and 12. Race 2, number 1 Another Sin, 8 Norsky Code and 12, number 10 Hoags. 1, 8 and 10 out of the second. Race 3, number 1 Fun Fact, 7 Fuji Fury, 9 Romany Girl and 11 Angel of Heaven. 1, 7, 9 and 11. Race 4, number 1 He Excels, 2 Dr. Drill and 7 Prometheus. 1, 2 and 7. Race 5, 3 Charmers and 12 Regine, 3 and 12. Race 6 at Randwick, number 5 Our Rockabye Baby, number 5. Race 7, 6 Zumbalina and 12 Zorkan, 6 and 12, both coming out this morning. Race 8, number 1, Batterjaws, 2, I Thought So, 10, Tonsor, and 16, Jungleized, 1, 2, 10, and 16. And race 9, number 2, Noble Joey, 5, Goldfinch, 8, Got the Goss, 10, Fanning, 11, Star Crossed came out this morning, 15, Tchaikovsky, and 24, Vallecano, 2, 5, 8, 10, 11, 15 and 24. And there's a rider for race 9, number 13, Roman Typhoon, is Jean Van Overmeer. 9, 23 is Jean Van Overmeer. So they're the interim scratchings for Randwick on a good four. I'll check out Brisbane in just a tick. Obviously, Duff, last night, late yesterday afternoon, we had the important scratching of Home of the Brave out of the Kingsford Smith Cup, and Godolphin's trainer James Cummings is online. Morning to you, James.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well, mate. You always want to run your horses in these big races. Just timing not right on a couple of these?
Oh, well, no, we had a couple of hiccups.
And yeah.
We waited so long for the Kingsford Smith Cup for Home of the Brave. It was this perfect race. Wait for age at 1,300. I suppose he didn't get his preferred cut out of the ground that you might have expected in a winter carnival on a big day, but... No, he was going really well. He just had an elevated temperature and it was a hiccup we didn't need going into a Group 1. But thankfully, you couldn't rule him out of the rest of the carnival because he's bright as a button now.
Yeah, so he'll keep. You've got two other very good chances in the race, James, though. Look, everything looks rosy with Trekking. He's in form, he's got a good draw, and he seems a happy horse at the moment.
Yeah, for sure. And I was a little tempted to go straight from Scone to the Stradbroke. But he's done well. He's drawn perfectly for what he would like to see unfold for his racing pattern. And he gets a good track. 1300 again. It all reads beautifully for Trekking. And you can't fold his preparation 2 out of 3, and 2 out of 2 on good tracks. I keep coming back to his excellent record on good tracks since we gelded him. The end of his 3-year-old spring carnival, he's just been relentlessly winning for us, and his stablemate Encryption, well, he's on his farewell tour up here in Queensland, and he's got beautiful. He looks beautiful. He's got a great form behind some of the best horses all throughout the autumn. This could be his type of race. Looking like he's going to enjoy a beautiful run in the race.
Yeah, I've got a liking for him at the odds today. Anyway, they both look very well placed. Let's stay in Brisbane. Savatiano, she's busting to win another race and may have found the right one here.
I think so. It worried me a little bit to see Callista in the noms and then she's accepted. So that impressive winner on the 7-day backup has to be respected. And look, she hasn't won for a little while. But I tell you what, she's going really well. Booked a picture, had the race shot to pieces, and it took the imported horse to out-muscle her at Scone. There's no Royal Ascot winners, though, here. And I think she can get back in there if she's just tougher than some of these other horses, especially at 1,300 metres.
Mm. You like to think things out, and I can see you thinking with Duke of Valentinois. He won this last year. There's a pattern with him third up to run well, so no stone left unturned here.
Yeah, I think you found him on suspicion there, Ron.
Yeah.
He's run with good in the Scone Cup, and he's going really well. So I think if he can navigate a clever ride on that horse, then James can get him into the clear, and he'll run a big race at Waste Parade. Very well suited today.
Mm. How is Pahuta Kawa in race 9 freshened?
Well, she's a relaxed, laid-back sort of horse that won't catch the eye at barrier trials, and that's not the way to breed that horse and get a line on how well she's going. The things we look for, we're pleased with, and I think this is really her sort of race. Watch the tape of her win at Flemington over 7 furlongs. Watch the tape of her luckless run in the Group 1 Surround Stakes against Group 1 fillies. And do you make a strong case for her being the horse to beat in this race? She just needs to overcome the unusual preparation for a race like this, and be somewhere near her best form, and she's going to be highly competitive. But I'm delighted with the filly, and I think she can run well and give us a guide as to how much left she's got to offer for the remainder of the Winter Carnival.
Right. Sydney, Gongs, Gododdin, much between those two fillies in race 6?
Look, I think that Gododdin's got more wins, more comfortable wins in her on the way up at the ratings, whereas Gongs has been there about. We rewarded her putting her out off the back of a couple of good runs and a win last campaign, but she just found it a bit harder. I think at the moment she warms into her campaigns well, so look for that a little later on. But Gododdin, if she can get across and be as comfortable as she can be, and then she'll be running well in that race for sure.
Organza, a lovely second up form, just probably obviously needs a few breaks in the run.
Yeah, and it's come up a really strong race. To think that you're up against the Scone Cup winner here and a couple of strong black tie performers is a bit of a worry for her when I was expecting to find a more run of the mill open handicap in Sydney. I'm convinced this prize money lately is really boosting the fields and it's keeping good horses in training for longer at this time of the year, which has got to be a good thing, but it makes it hard for a horse like Organza that would normally come to a race like this off the back of the first up run and be just a standout horse, and she's probably third or fourth pick on form. So expect her to improve second up, because that's what she's shown us, and you had to be impressed by the way she has just conducted herself well and looked promising enough with a foray into black type races like the Belle of the Turf, the end of last campaign, and the Group 3 Dark Jewel at Scone, so against good mares, so I think she can drop back to the handicap and still run well despite the strength of the race.
Yeah. Race 8, Deprived, not ideal, late scratching last week, but you've found another race for him quickly.
Yeah, not ideal, but luckily off his benchmark, he still just sneaks in nicely at the handicap, 53 kilos there. A great respect for Cradle Mountain. He's going to be a difficult horse to topple on returning today. And there's another horse in that race. If it's still in there from the barrier, I thought so. He trialled out.
No, it's been scratched, James. Been scratched.
Okay. He's come out.
Well, great respect for Cradle Mountain. Not ideal going to the races and being withdrawn last time. Last promising sprinter that happened. However, the last time that happened to a promising sprinter of Godolphin's, that horse was Osborne Bulls. The same day that Ali Day won the Light Fingers, we had to wait till 6:20 at night for Osborne Bulls to be a late scratching, and Brendan Abdullah was furious that he was drawn. I remember he threw his white gloves up in the air and was despondent.
But not as furious as is the Derby thing being scratched in Japan.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah. Well,
Well, we've prepared them similarly and not overcomplicated it. We've just brought him back to the races. He's been to Randwick before, and look, it's 1100 is probably, if anything, going to suit him a little better. And I was just pleasantly surprised to see that he was in the handicap well despite his rating. And look, I can see him running a big race. If he's to be defeated, then there's no problem there, because he was comfortably held first up over a thousand metres at Warwick Farm last preparation, and that didn't prevent him from then going on to win two out of his next two at Randwick. So I think the horse has got upside. He's got a lot of promise. If he's just a little more toned down than what we saw last week, then he should be comfortably away.
The last is not a strong race, obviously. 1,000 metre benchmark 78. Revenir doesn't look. He should be competitive in a race like this. And what do you make of Tanico's trials? I'm finding them hard to read.
Well, Tanico's second trial, I had in the back of my mind to nearly run her on the 5-day turnaround at Scone. I elected not to do it, and I didn't think she trialled well.
No.
And I don't think her training has been none of us have been that enamoured with her training since. But she is a sharp horse. She gets the competitive juices flowing on race day, and that's what we've come to expect with Tanico. So you have to take her on trust. The other horse, Revenir, in that race, I would encourage you to include him in your multiples.
Mm-hmm. So leaning that way, just a slight leaning to Revenir.
If you were just going off track gallops, you would be mad to think the mare could beat him hard.
Okay, beauty. Is there a winner at Flemington?
Well, we have a shooting to win colt in the first race, up against Zebra Kate, who you've seen come to Sydney and race Kiyomichi and raced her a couple of times and raced Exhilarates in the Magic Millions, of course. He trialled very well, and if I could try to read the mind of David Hayes and what he's thinking, he has that horse pretty wound up with the blinkers on and the barrier trials at Flemington in the lead up. Nevertheless, our colt has jumped out and showed sharpness. He's got a good brain, and if he can be strong at the end of 6 furlongs on debut, then I think he's capable of making an impression. He's a good-looking colt, and we hope he's got more to offer. He's from the same family as Pinwheel. You remember, won nearly 13 or 14 races for Dali years ago.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, without taking you through all of them, Haunted's another horse there in a listed race that has not only done well, but he's got excellent form. He was beaten as favourite at Morphettville. We took him to Morphettville for a hit-and-run mission about 3 weeks ago, and I was disappointed on that day, but the winner, who sat three wide and had the harder run, came out at one of the Goodwood last week.
So that's race seven, Haunted, race seven, number five, and the one in the first is Archery Butts, race one, number two. Mate, we've got to keep moving here. We'll see you here at the track later on.
No worries, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, James. James Cummings from Godolphin. Last interview with Sam Clinton. Morning to you, Sam.
Morning. How are you?
Very well. Track work morning, and now you're with Duff going through all of these rides back at Randwick, and, well, a couple scratch, so you start with Occupy over the 2,000 there.
Yeah, he's been with really good last start. He got all the favours, but I think he's a progressive 3-year-old, and out to 2,000 will really suit him. So,
just in your interviews, it sounds like you like him a lot for the future.
I really do. I think, obviously, what he's going to do now, he's only going to get better with time. He is still only a 3-year-old, so, but he's definitely heading in the right direction, that's for sure.
High power in race five, Sam. Resuming here, but two of his four wins have been first up.
Yeah, his first up form's good, and he likes the dry surface as well. So he'll run a cheeky race, and they'll know he's there.
Hmm. You got Fox Swift for John O'Shea in race six. You wouldn't know much about her, but I think John likes her as far as the future is concerned.
Yeah, she's drawn a bit tricky, but to my knowledge, she races off pace a bit, so I'd imagine that's what the plan would be today with the barriers. So, but her form, she's done well from racing off pace before, so I can't see why she can't run a nice race today from that barrier.
You got Pecans in race seven. Well, she's a good mare when right.
That's it. Obviously, when she's spot on, she's a nice mare. Her work's been good at home. We'll learn obviously more about her today and see how she goes. But I think she'll be up on pace. She'll put herself there. And she always seems to run good races when she's on speed. So.
What do? Can you get the best out of this Guard of Honour? He's been a bit of a problem child in the past.
He's a funny one, that's for sure. He can definitely beat that field, and he can also run a nice fist too. It just depends on, you know, what horse turns up on the day and the run he gets throughout. Obviously, if he's drawn to get a perfect run, he'll be off the speed and he'll just get, you know, just have to get the splits on him. But if the real Guard of Honour turns up today, he'll be right there.
Geez, you're keeping busy. Obviously, Chris has got a lot of horses in work. You'll be riding a lot of work and getting to a few meetings, but things are ticking along well for you.
Yeah, things are going good. I can't honestly complain with how they're going. I think I've been back just over 2 months, and I've had a great deal of success since I've been back, and obviously look to continue that. But hard work goes with it. I work hard, but Chris pays me back in that aspect, so...
Yeah, no, it's really working well. I know you do a lot of travelling, and today being TAB National Jockeys Trust Appeal Day, we urge people to go to the websites that are available and donate, because we're probably going to yell at the TV and yell at the radio a few times today, but you put your life on the line, and, you know, jockeys that have gone through injuries or hardship at the moment, Sam, we urge people to support this appeal today.
Yeah, that's it. It's a great appeal to support. What we do is very dangerous, and it's always good cause.
It is. Hey, I know what you want to do right now.
What do I want to do right now? Probably sleep.
You want to have a real, real good cough. I'm going to let you go. Good luck today at Randwick.
Thank you.
Good on you. Sam Clinton joining us. Thanks, Duff. We'll come back shortly with a full preview for Randwick.
Yep.
Let's have a look at all the scratchings now for our TAB programs. We start at Randwick. Fine, a good four back there. Penno 5.13, and the rail is true. Race one, number one, Strasbourg. Two, Creator. Four, Disruptor. 8.24 carat and 12 industrial. So 1, 2, 4, 8 and 12 out of the first. Race 2, number 1, another Sin. 8, Norsky Code and 10, Hoags. 1, 8 and 10. The third, number 1, Fun Fact. 7, Fuji Fury. 9, Romany Girl and 11, Angel of Heaven. 1, 7, 9 and 11. The fourth, number 1, He Excels. 2, Dr. Drill and 7, Prometheus. 1, 2 and 7. Race 5, 3 Charmers and 12 Regine, 3 and 12. Race 6, number 5, Our Rockabye Baby, number 5. Race 7, 6 Zumbalina and 12 Zorkan, 6 and 12. Race 8, number 1, Badajoz, 2 I Thought So, 10 Tonsor and 16 Jungleized, 1, 2, 10 and 16. And race 9, 2 Noble Joey, 5 Goldfinch, 8 Got the Goss, 10 Fanning, 11 Star Crossed, 15 Tchaikovsky, and 24 Velocano. 2, 5, 8, 10, 11, 15, and 24. The rider in the last for 23 Roman Typhoon is Jean Van Overmeer. That's the information for Randwick today, beginning at 11:25. The main provincial program today is on the Central Coast at Gosford. Fine, a good four, the rail is true. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 3, Dirty Little Secret, and 9, Trust the Boss. Race 3, number 2, Love My Cashews, and 4, He's a Hot Shot. Race 4, number 1, Car Luca. Race 5 at Gosford, take out 1, 11, 11, 2, Gallant Run, 6, Betcha Flying, 8 Iconic Star, 10 Kariba, 12 Miraculous, and 17 Divine Approach. Race 6, number 1, Bride of Vengeance, 2 Magnolia Power, 7 Secret Work, 9 Constantia, and 11 Jersey Rose. Race 7, 4 Norsky Code and 10 Lingalonga Lass. And race 8, number 2, Iereric, and 4 Kiss the Bride, 2 and 4. Gosford beginning at 11:32. Wagga Racing, it's the other New South Wales TAB program today. Fine, a good 4, and the rail is true. Race 1, take out number 6. Race 2, 7, 9 and 13. The third clear, race 4, 7, 14 and 15. Race 5 clear, and race 6, take out 4, 6, 14 and 16. To Flemington in Melbourne, maybe a few showers late in the afternoon there. The track is a good 4, and the rail is at 3 metres. Race 1 is clear. Race 2, number 3, Blinder. 5, Asgard Masif. 13, Nudge Bar. And 14, Yulong Patrol. Race 3, number 11, Playmaster. 19, Surprise Hero. And the emergencies, 21 and 22. The fourth is clear. Race 5, number 3, Persuader. 5, Sizzle Me. 7, Shark in the Water. 8, Volia. 16, Wild Flyer. And the emergencies, 18 and 20. Race 6 at Flemington, 1 Thundercloud, 2 Gold Mag, 11 Handsome Return, 13 Prometheus, 16 Misidentified, and 19 Indiana Lily. Race 7, 1 Bandipur, 3 Divine Quality, 10 Creativity, and 12 Well Sprung. Race 8, number 17, Benboka Queen. And race 9, number 12, JJDR, 13, Blonde Choice, and 17, Rich Itch, 12, 13, and 17. That's the information for Flemington. Here at Eagle Farm, a glorious start to the day. Fine and a good 4 for Kingsford Smith Cup Day and the rails in the true. Race 1, take out 2, Petrology, 9, Brotherly Secret, 11, Platinum Angel, 12 Fragonard, and 18 Bring It Home Pop. Race 2, number 5 FOMO, 9 So Spirited, and 17 Tasani Magic. The third is clear. Race 4, number 12 Alaskan Sun. Race 5, number 8 My Nordic Hero, 9 Cool Chap, 13 Happy Go Plucky, 14 Valentino Rossa. Race 6 at Eagle Farm, 7 24 Carat, and 9 Rothenberg. Race 7, 3 Mega Blast, 13 Order Again, 18 Master Zephyr, 19 Zebek, and 22 Sir Barnabas. Race 8, the Group 1, take out 7 Home of the Brave. And Race 9, 11 Racecourse Road, and 17 Asherani. They're the scratchings for Eagle Farm. And finally, Morfordville Parks in Adelaide. It's showery and a good 4. Showery and a good 4, Penno 5.35. Race 1, take out 1, Absharu. Race 2 at the moment is clear. The third, 7, French Response. 8, The Publican. 9, Curtain Call. Race 4, 2, Olympic Academy. 11, Samia Star. And 12, Queen's Palace. Race 5, number 9, Desidero. Race 6 at Morfordville Parks, take out 3 Fulton Street and 10 Jack's the Giant Slayer. Race 7 clear and race 8 number 9 Kilowatt. Those scratchings haven't quite gone interim, but they're the current scratchings for Morfordville Parks on a good 4. Sky Racing One about to leave us for International American Racing. And on that front, don't forget tonight for Toby Edmonds, their sprinter Acume will line up at York. Race 4 at 12:45 Eastern Time tonight. We wish them all the very best. The rest of us will come back in a moment with a full preview for Randwick.
Kevin Tari dashes away in the round we're getting.
Introducing the best miler of his generation, Kevin Tari, a strikingly handsome son of Lonro and record-breaking Group 1 Randwick Guineas winner. His victory is rated by Timeform as the best ever in the race's history, beating fellow Group 1 winners, Trapeze Artist, Ace High and Argento. Kevin Tari, now standing at Dali for $33,000, including GST. Start with a Dali Stallion and the rest will follow.
Looking for the TAB Queensland Winter Carnival Magnificent 7? Look to Group 1 Kingsford Smith Cup Day, Eagle Farm, Saturday. Starring the Super Sprinters in the Group 1 Kingsford Smith Cup, the Younger.